If you've been watching the news at all, you may have seen a pretty fucking insane story going on with National Enquirer and Jeff Bezos. Is it Bezos? Bezos? I'm not good with vowels. Amazon man, we'll call him. And so take a few months back. We'll fast forward a few months backwards when Bezos made this statement about, and I can't remember exactly how he said it, but it was the way I heard it was like, hey, you have this much money, what are you going to do with it except for try to get to Mars and try to like explore space? And I was like, what? Do you know how that sounds? You've got 600,000 employees, a lot of whom are like living in mobile homes and struggling to survive. And there's beyond your own employees, there's these countless people suffering on this planet, and you're saying, with my billions and billions, what else am I going to use my money with except to go to another planet? I was like, Bezos, you're a fucking asshole. You're the fucking like, and I was so angry. I was so angry. And then he did dedicate a big chunk of cash towards homeless work, and that made me ease my anger towards this person a little bit. But if you've been following the story that's happening right now, National Enquirer reached out to Mr. Bezos, and said, "Hey, bro, you own the Washington Post. Is that right? Is that Washington Post? Now I'm drawing a blank. Maybe you can help me. You need to ease the fuck up on this Saudi Arabia shit you're pushing, and just." Like, chill, motherfucker. And if you do so, if you like ease up on this investigative reporting, we will not publish these pictures of you. What are those pictures? They are embarrassing pictures. Now, apparently, this has been a practice, like a massive practice, where the National Enquirer has been an agent of suppressing embarrassing news stories. Like people employ National Enquirer to seek out and find the evidence and then suppress it. Or if you don't pay them, let it out. But that's part of their job. And so they present this to Bezos, who is Bezos, Bezos, Bezos. And what does that dude do? Keep in mind, he just announced his divorce where he's losing half of his fortune. So he's probably feeling a little free. He's been like, fuck it, like, whoo. And so he wrote an article on Medium. And I want to read a little bit of what he said. He explained this whole scenario of them approaching him and saying, "Hey, this is what's going down. You do this, we won't do this. You do this, we won't do this." And he published their letter to him, where they spec'd out exactly the photographs that they were going to publish. And it makes me go, the balls on this guy, the fucking. He said, "Look, I own this paper. I bought this because I want to be a part of a journalistic tradition. I want to be a part of America, the freedom of the press. I want to be a part of one of the agencies, one of the institutions that makes America great, and that is a free press. And so, and doing so complicates my situation." He said, I can't remember the term he used. He said it's a complicator, I think is what he said. But his personal integrity, his feeling like my legacy of being a part of this journalistic integrity versus the possible embarrassment is I'm gonna say fuck it and fuck the consequences. Certain things, at the end of your life, what are you going to care about? Are you going to care about someone seeing the fuck you're seeing your dick? Or are you going to see care that you fucking helped collapse freedom of the press? And this motherfucker, in his badass, courageous moment, he published the whole letter where they described all the pictures that they were going to publish him, saying, for example, a shirtless Mr. Bezos holding his phone in his left hand and his semi-erect manhood is penetrating the zipper of said garment. A full-length, scantily clad body shot with trunk shorts. A naked selfie in the bathroom while wearing his wedding ring. While wearing his wedding ring? Like, fuck you, National Enquirer. Mr. Bezos is wearing nothing but a white towel and the top of his pubic region can be seen. One after another, Ms. Sanchez's pictures. Like, so he says, fuck you! Like, what if, while this is happening, at the same time we have Octavio Cortez giving that incredible speech example of, like, if you were a bad guy trying to be in Congress or president, did you see that, by the way? Like, we, as fucked up as our world is, we have these examples of people saying, no, whatever the consequences, you have to fucking hold the line on your integrity. And I hope that the Octavio Cortezes and the Bezos in this example, the guy who fucking months ago I was using an example of, like, this is what's fucking wrong with the world, you asshole. And now he's standing up as being like, no, there are certain lines you do not cross. The more times we have people holding the line, the more people that will be inspired to hold the line themselves. Because when it comes to time when you are fucking ready to die, all that it matters is the times when you were in integrity or when you fucking sold out. I got to watch my grandfather die, and it was the most beautiful thing I've ever experienced in my life. Why? Because he lived his whole life according to his values, according to what he believed in. And so when it was time for him to die, he was like, bring it. Who knows? I'm good. You know what my grandpa's last words were? As he was brought from the hospital into the car, being brought home so he could go home to die, his last words were, isn't this exciting? I don't know what the next chapter is. That is what I want. That is the way you face death, when you hold the line on your integrity throughout your entire life. So, okay, Bezos may not be a fucking saint, but in this moment, he's fucking heroic. And he is holding the line in a time in our country where it seems like commonplace to just let things get gray and so. I don't know if that made any sense. I don't know if you watched my earlier broadcast, but I've been celebrating since then. Cheers to you on this Friday night. My grandpa was a badass and is a badass. Thank you, Shannon. Larry saying, if somebody threatened to drop a nude Trump pic, America would pay the ransom. Oh my God. And actually, it would be worth it because, no, I don't mean to be negative. I'm sure the man looks beautiful naked. We're all beautiful. We're all God's creatures. Part of me wonders, like, I wonder if Bezos is hung like a fucking bull. And he's like, oh, you got pictures of my dick? Fucking publish that motherfucker. Like, I want the world to see this. But you know what? When it comes to the corruption of our system, when it comes to blackmail, and I mean, literally, like, Bezos, I don't know. He basically said, what's at stake for our country and the world is so big that my personal shame doesn't matter. That is fucking power. They didn't, this is a man who has all the money in the world, quite literally. And what he was willing to sacrifice was his personal embarrassment for the sake of integrity and the ideals of our country. Like I said, I said bad shit about the man in the past, but that's fucking boss, dude. That's fucking awesome. I should probably get a private message right now saying, hey, you should probably get offline. You're a little too drunk to be doing Facebook Lives. You showed up. I'll show you. You want to see? I'll show you something to be ashamed of. Just kidding. There will be no dick pics. Although, Todd, I'm not sure you're still listening, but Todd had a great idea that we should have a dick pic library in solidarity of our brother, Jeff Bezos. I still think that nobody should be a billionaire, but I love that when you have all the power and the money in the world, you still have the opportunity to do what's fucking right and face the consequences. My philosophy on life, I have it on everything I own. I have a sticker. It's not around me right now because, of course, but be present, have integrity, align with love, and then act. And I have a feeling that Jeff Bezos said, in this moment, be present. Oh my God. In this present moment, there's a lot of shit. Have integrity. I cannot save myself at the expense of our country. Align with love. I trust that even among whatever embarrassment will come, doing the right thing will lead to where I'm supposed to be. And then he acted and he spoke. That's badass.